Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
right. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. My name is Vernon Muhammad, and you are now tuned in to the No Romance Without Finance show. I appreciate you all joining me today. This is Sunday, January 12th. This is the second show of the 2014 year, and the year is starting off with a bang already. But this is going to be the last show for a while. I'm going on hiatus. I got a couple of big events coming up between now and the time the spring starts, including some international travel. So I'm going to make this one the one to go out with. Thank you all for taking this ride with me all this time. It was August of 2012, I think it was, when we got back on the air with the No Romance Without Finance show, and I definitely am so glad and so thankful to have some of the best listeners out there on the internet radio. And some wonderful and good things have come as a result of this show. A lot of people say they've been helped by some of the topics that they've heard. And we actually started a couple of different movements that I was introduced to and that I was able to introduce to other people as a result of this show. So with that said, many thanks to Sister Gidget Muhammad and the whole Nation Building Network team. It has been an awesome, awesome time. And I know that this is not going to be the last time that y'all hear from me or I hear from y'all, but we're definitely going to have to reconnect and make some good things happen in the future. So I couldn't help but to try to think of what the best possible topic to end on is. And I couldn't, it almost didn't have to dig too much. One thing that stood out in my mind, especially because I was personally going through it, I went through a course on international trade and commerce. And throughout the year, you may have heard a couple of different shows that we've done where we featured a group called the Black Trading Gods. These are a bunch of individuals, I think it's 24, 25, might be as many as 27 to 28 individuals who've gone through this course of study, this intensive course of study on international trade and commerce and understanding world markets, global markets. This is making good on the pledge that was taken during the Million Man March. And the actual words of the pledge were, I pledge to strive to build hospitals and schools and factories and businesses and enter into international trade and commerce for the benefit of myself, the benefit of my family, and the benefit of my people. And when you take an oath like that, that was a public oath, and it was millions, 1 to 2 million men all taking it together. So that was one of the biggest events of my life up until 1995. So I could not forget those words that I pledged and took an oath on myself ever since then. Of all the things that we did pledge that year, that has always stood out in my mind, and that has showed up in many ways and many places in the decisions that I've been making. So late last year, early last year, I was introduced to a brother who was on a mission, a brother who said he has been working and making his life career in the markets, trading on the markets, worldwide exchanges, for the last 25 or so years. And he's done well for himself and took 2013 off, put himself on vacation for the year of 2013 and said he's going to dedicate his time and his energy to finding 100 brothers and sisters that he can educate into this system, educate into this world of international trade and commerce, into this world of global markets and understanding transactions that take place all around the world 6-7 days a week, and how we can position ourselves to take advantage of, to benefit from, to profit from many of those transactions. And we're going to have some of the students of this course. It's called the Simple Trend System, developed by Brother Steve Fox, who hopefully we'll hear from later on. I know he's on the trail and steady teaching as he goes, so he may be teaching a course as we're doing this program. So if he can get away for a little while and join us for a little bit, you'll hear from him himself. But I've also invited some of his students people who have graduated from the course and people who have begun engaging in this world of trading. As one brother says, offsetting the imbalance of consumerism. You think about all the things that we spend money on a regular basis, daily even. You know, some of us go to Starbucks once a day. It's nothing to think about running to Walmart to get something that you need for the family. We shop at Costco, we shop at BJ's Wholesale, you know, you may eat Kellogg's cereal or whatever it is that you're into. There's some brand associated with it. There's some transaction that you have to go through to get your goods or your services. Many times we don't stop and think about what is actually transpiring, how we are participating in making someone else rich. There's a post that's been going around Facebook. I can't remember if it's Damon Dash who originated it or, you know, he heard it from somebody else, but the post is going around saying how this gentleman was talking to one of his Jewish friends, a Jewish business partner, and the business partner was saying, you know, we have a name for your people, for black people. And he said, well, what's that? He said, we call y'all liquid cash, because as soon as black people get money in their hands, they run out and give it away. And when you stop and think about that, that's an accurate description. As soon as we get the paycheck, how long does it take the average person, black, white, whatever, how long does it take the average person before they have to cash that check and go and start spending? In many instances, it's all spent up on payday or the day after payday. You know, pay no attention to, you know, the possibility of saving or investing or doing something to actually make the money grow and work for you. But many people fall into that category. And up until last year, when we were introduced to the whole world of global trade and exchange, we really didn't have a way to position ourselves so that we can take advantage of this imbalance, so we can correct this imbalance, put ourselves in position so that nobody can just look at us like, oh, you know, they got money now, we'll get it from them, we'll get it right back from them. Well, some of us are starting to step into the arena now as bona fide gladiators, bona fide warriors that can actually do battle on this front. Business is warfare. That's never going to become a cliche, because the more you hear it, the more people wake up and the more people start making it a reality so that we realize just how serious it is. Engaging in trade and commerce, engaging in trying to stop the bleeding that's going on from our community as far as economics and as far as where our money goes, where our hard-earned capital goes, trying to stop that flow out of our community is serious business. And I'm thankful and I'm so glad that there's a group of individuals that have taken it seriously and decided that they're going to do something about it. Brother Steve Fox has decided he's going to educate 100 other individuals to make a difference in this front and on this arena. And these particular individuals known as the Black Trading Gods, they're all stepping up and stepping into the equation. So we're going to be joined by a few of them shortly. I see that we have a few who are calling in on the line. If you are going to join the conversation, then you need to press 1 on your phone, and I'll open up your microphone and bring you in, and we can get the dialogue started. But I initially, in the description of the show, I raised the question, you know, about why economics is more important to black people than the NFL finals. That's the talk of the town. Everywhere that I go, I don't know about you, but everywhere that I go, everybody's talking about Seattle. They're talking about Denver. They're talking about, you know, everything that's getting ready to take place on TV with the NFL playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong, I'm a sports fan myself. You know, when the rivalries get hot and when it gets close to the end of playoff season and, you know, when we really get towards the championship, I start paying attention myself. I didn't follow it this season too closely. I paid attention to what other people were talking about. I'll tell you, as I get closer, but.
Hey,
What's the word I'm looking for? People are enraptured almost. You know, we can't stop and not pay attention to what's happening on the football field. And now with the Lakers and Kobe, I can't tell you how many conversations in a day I hear about people talking to me about, you know, what's going on with Kobe Nation and the Lakers and Kevin Durant and, you know, all of these other people, these other individuals, millionaires. They get paid millions of dollars to play the game that they're playing. And while we're watching them play the game, we're not coming out ahead. That's not benefiting us. It's not making any money for us. And by and large, it's not even making as much money for the players as is actually generated. If you take into account how much the actual NFL makes off of those broadcasts of the football games and how much sponsors are making, if they're spending millions of dollars just for a little bit of ad time during a game or during all the games in a season, how much do you think they're making back from those advertising dollars? So the players are the least in the game. But think about how much they're coming back with. And all we're doing is sitting back and watching them. Well, we got to get to the point where we can come get ourselves into the game and benefit from some of that that's being generated. Got a caller from Skype. I'm not sure who this is on the Skype number, but caller, I just opened your microphone. Who's this?
Peace, Black God.
Peace and blessings to you. This must be Mr. Mikhail Trader-matic Muhammad. How are you, my brother?
Hey, you lucky, I love you, bro, because I'm watching playoffs, fam. I got to support the Black Trade guy.
Hey, I had to do it like that, man.
Hey, you had to start it in, like, a crucial tie, too. But, hey, it's all about the Black Train guys, pal.
I had to do that. I was calling people out, man. But it's all good. I'm glad you can join us, man. We're going to shed a little bit of light. We're not going to take too much time tonight. We're going to hit it hard, really, because we got some good things that are coming up in the near future. But I wanted to expose as many people as we can to this world of trading, man. You've had quite a bit of experience with this. What was your experience like? What was this like before? What was life like for you before you met Brother Fox and you got introduced to the Simple Trend system?
In real terms, just basically a sucker, a consumer, man. Like, that's just what we are, you know. So you don't, you know, you may have knowledge to tell, but you're definitely still a consumer, and consumers are slaves. Just what it is. So, you know, learning the Simple Trend system and being able to see that connection, how you can move things, how you can offset the balance of consumerism, that was something foreign to me. And now that I know that, and now that I've seen it, and now that I've done it, there ain't no turning back from that, bro. It's just, there's nothing else to do other than trade. Man, that's just my opinion.
I feel you on that, man. I feel you on that. I remember a time when I was much younger. You know, I was probably about 13 or 14. I remember it's the first time that I had an opportunity to go and buy my own sneakers for myself. You know, and I remember it stood out because that was when Patrick Ewing was in the NBA, and he came out with, like, the ugliest shoes that you could possibly put on your feet. And for whatever reason, I wanted these shoes. They were Adidas, you know. And, you know, just thinking about over the years, how many of the sneaker companies, whether it's Adidas, whether it's Pumas, whether it's Nike, got my money and multiplied me by a million other people. That money that went out of our community over the years. And these people, you know, these companies, these particular corporations, they're not lovers of our community. So it's not like they give back. They come back in and, you know, do something beneficial for all of us who buy their sneakers. But now we got a way to level the playing field.
Yeah, like, good example. How you started off the show talking about those, you know, the talk of the times is on sport and play. And it's true. I love football. It's one of my favorite sports. I watch it religiously. No problem. I don't have any qualms about that. That I consume it. However, as a trader, though, I'm very keen of what I consume. So with the NFL, my mind is, how do I get a piece of that pie? I mean, the NFL takes a lot of my time, and I don't care that it does. That's what I like to do. So how do you offset that, though? See, at before, though, you would just watch the NFL, buy jerseys. You know, I wasn't one of those crazy fans, though. They dressing up, and that's just ridiculous. But, you know, you wear the hat, you buy the jersey, but you ain't making no money from it. You watch the game, or you play the Xbox, you playing Madden. The NFL takes up a lot of your time, a lot of people's time. But as a trader, though, you're offsetting that. So how do I get a piece of the pie from the NFL? Well, one of the things I could do is trade Disney, because Disney owns ESPN, and NFL has a $1.1 billion deal with ESPN to host Monday Night Football. Sometimes I'm not making class. I'm just being honest. Sometimes I'm watching football. So if I'm watching it, I need to trade it so I can offset my consumption. I trade Disney when Disney is in an uptrend. I'll trade certain sports paraphernalia who has a deal with the NFL, trade them. The people who make, I can't think of their name right now, but they're responsible for making the NFL jerseys and whatnot, the official licensees of the NFL. Trade them when they're in the uptrend. Offset that consumption that way. If I play Madden, NFL has a deal, I forgot the deal, $400 million deal over the next 4 or 5 years with Microsoft. Okay, well, then I trade Microsoft Xbox exclusively. The NFL has a deal. See, these are all ways that the NFL is bringing their content to you, but we don't trade it. We'll just be consumers. We'll buy the Xbox. We'll buy Madden. We'll buy a jersey and rock a throwback. We'll buy a whatever it is, a sports cap, an NFL logo, whatever. But we're not looking to offset the consumption of what we spend our dollar and time on, because see, to consume means to spend your money or time wastefully. That's the definition of consume. You can look it up and go see that. Well, okay, that's cool. You're going to waste your time. That's fine. Or you're going to use it constructively. That's fine. How do you offset your consumption? Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, pay a man for his time. That merely makes sense to me now as a trader. Pay a man for his time. Whatever it is, pay a man for his time. That's something you can't get back if you really use it recklessly. We use time recklessly now. But as a trader, you're very keen on offsetting that or what you consume. Nothing wrong with just consuming, but you should offset consuming. If you just a consumer, something wrong with that. But if you can offset that consumption, then you're balancing it. That's how you're balancing it. So that's one of the ways I do something that I like to do, which is watch football. I don't have no qualms. I'm not a super Muslim. I'm not going to, oh, brother, you know, we do sport and play. You know, Brother Jabril is one of my mentors. But I've been at his house many a times just to watch the fight. Brother Jabril is a huge fight fan. So I've seen pretty much all the marquee fights in the last 10 years at that man's house. Be there at 6 o'clock on time. We sit at 6 o'clock or maybe 5 o'clock. He may teach us on something about the minister or something. Don Black Muhammad said, when the undercard starts, all that stuff talks. Everything about the teaching is done for tonight. It's about the fight. It's a fight. He's a fight fan. So, I mean, you know what I mean? So that's what he likes to do. That's what he likes to do. We will chip in, pay money to cover the cost of the pay-per-view. But I've seen all the major fights. When I see other Muslims talk about that sporting play, they forget that Muhammad Ali was in the arm of Elijah Muhammad, put him in boxing. Like, you need to be balanced in your thinking in that. However, you should offset your consumption, and trading allows you to be very aware of what you're spending your money on and how you can offset that, how you can counterbalance what you're spending, like cable. One person I was talking to recently, you know, he spends maybe $200 a month on DirecTV and all their positions. I'm in a position in Viacom. Viacom owns 31 networks that you watch on TV right now. And some of those channels you don't even watch, like the Logo channel. I'm not watching Logo, not caring what they at. I don't care what they're showing on that channel. Or Spike.
You don't
or,
watch the Logo channel,
TV
bro.
Land. No, sir. Not at all. You know? But we're forced to pay for it, though, right? We're forced to pay for it in that package. But like I said,
right,
Viacom owns 31.
That's, you know, I never
31
thought of that.
Network.
I never thought of that. They force you to pay for something that you that is totally outside of what you're probably down with. But they force you to pay for it.
So out of those 31 networks that they force you to pay for, like the Country Channel, CMT, I don't watch that, but they make you pay for it. Okay, that's fine. That's what they do. You're paying $200 a month. Just on 31 networks and Viacom being in that position over a 2 or 3 month period, I generated like $8,000 in profit, far more than what the brother was spending a year. So he was spending on the high side at $200 a month on a cable package. He's spending $2,400 a month, I mean a year, on a cable package. That's coming out of his pocket. Well, I'm in the same I'm just in one of the channels that that cable package on, you know, Viacom and on all these networks, and it's generating profit. Then if you start looking at all the cable channels that are tradable, like I just said, Disney, who owns ESPN. I watch ESPN religiously, who also owns HBO. I watch HBO religiously, who also owns CNN. I watch CNN religiously. See, and if you're trading Disney, it's in a trend, you're offsetting your position. I have a position in Fox A, which owns 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, I don't know what movies I watch from 20th Century Fox. I do know I watch a lot of movies. I do know I'll watch a lot of movies made by 20th Century Fox, like The Predator. It's like one of my favorite movies, Predator 2. That's a 20th Century Fox movie. I don't have no problem with that. But watching HBO, if it shows it on HBO, I offset that consumption by being in that position, knowing when to get in the position when it's trending, knowing when to take the calculated risk, an assessment of when to get in that position, and do that to offset what you're doing every day. And see, when you start doing that and you start looking at everything in your household that you use, that you spend money on, right? The microwaves are getting their money from you. They're giving you a product. You're buying it. They're giving you a service. You're using it, but they're getting rich off it. You're in the same financial condition. You're working a job just to get by, but it's not adding any value to your bank account. Is just you getting by. That's all it is. So there's a difference. They're using the same services. Why not do the same thing and trade these companies that you helped to enrich already and add it to your profit, your bottom line? You don't have to trade at all, but you will be buying. You will be using their services. So, I mean, that's just like really without trade, you're just a slave. That's just being a slave. Even if it tickles your fancy what they make, even if it makes you feel good, they're getting rich. That's the difference. I use Google all day. Larry Page is like $3.4 billion richer and from creating Google. And there was an article I read real quick, Brother Vernon, where this startup was trying to take one of his programmers from him. And they thought they was making a deal. Here's $500,000 we're offering you. And the programmer laughed at them, like, yeah, I'm cool. Then why? Well, I mean, this is the standard rate for programmers is $150,000. Why are you turning us down? Larry Page is paying that programmer $3 million a year. So
wow.
They're getting paid. They're getting paid over there. And so the article goes on to say, don't try to poach Google's employees with money. Google will beat you. They're paper. You know what I'm saying? The only way you can
they'll
get
make sure that employees don't get bought off.
Yeah, and it says the only way you can get employees from Google is the ones that Google does not want. You see what I'm saying? But you help to make them rich. You got a Gmail account. You have you use Google Docs. You use Google Search. You help to make them rich. Why don't you share in the profits of something you help to make rich? But and some of us, as Muslims, sometimes we be like, well, you're helping to keep the white man's world. Like, you don't have to trade not once. And you're doing that yourself because you're investing in their services. You're spending money with them, like, all day. The only difference is you're not getting a return on what you spend in your time or your money in. See, that's what trading does. It makes you keen to something other than just being oblivious to it. It makes you very keen on what you're spending your money on.
That's right. You start to notice every little thing that's around you that you spend your money on. You start to look for ways that you can redirect I guess that's the best word I can come up with, redirect some of that transaction so that it comes back to yourself. Think of all of the places that we shop, Home Depot, Costco, Walmart, Target. All of these are publicly traded companies. Everybody with a cell phone, smartphone, you got a service plan, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, every one of them is publicly traded. And there are times when they're traded and the value of the stock in that company is going up. We can benefit from that. And because of what we learned in this system, there's times when the value of the stock is going down, and we even learn how to profit and benefit from that. So that is something that by itself, I mean, we addressed it last year. We raised the question, you
yes,
know, how
we
can
do.
We actually help? How can we actually help get some of the young brothers and sisters that are out on the street either, you know, engaging in illegal activity, selling themselves, or selling drugs? How can we offer them a viable alternative to what it is they feel that they have to do, you know, in order to put food on the table? They want to make some serious money. They don't want to make the money that you would get if you were an employee of Walmart. But talk about some of the trades. Talk about some of the trades that you know of that over the course of a year have netted money and netted profit that would actually be beneficial and appealing to some of those people.
Brother Vernon, say that last part because you broke up when you were saying it. Say that whole statement you just said.
The last year we raised the question about how can we provide a viable alternative to people that are out there doing things that are actually illegal, you know, just so that they can get by, just so they can make a living for themselves. You know, it's not viable to think that somebody who's a drug dealer, you know, making, who knows, $50,000 a month is going to drop that and just go and work at McDonald's. This is not realistic. But because of what we learned, there's actually an opportunity to present something that puts a viable solution, a viable alternative on the table. Talk about some of the experiences and the trades that you know of that could actually produce those kind of returns and create that viable alternative.
Yeah, trading futures, what's called commodities, things like currencies, oil, cattle, live meat, the hogs, even though we wouldn't trade hogs, but they trade hogs on the market. Any type of future will produce those type of returns that the young brother could use, like coffee. Coffee has a point value. Every future has what's called a point value of it. So what looks like seemingly like a dollar move on the surface, it could be exponential in money. So for coffee, for instance, let's say coffee is trading at 136 and it moved to 137 and went up a dollar. That looked like a dollar move. But if you have one contract of coffee, you've actually just made $375 profit, just one contract. In a $1 move, imagine if it was a $10 move. That's $10 times $375 if you had one contract on coffee. See, so the profit potential, gold is the same way. Gold has a point value of $100. Cattle, I think, has a point value of $400. The yen has a point value of $500, I believe, per dollar move. So I don't know anything offering no type of returns if you know how to do it. If you're trading stocks and ETFs, it's one thing that we do, trading stocks and ETFs, we trade the options, underlying that, because the options is where you see your profit potential exponentially. Like in our account right now, I can show you a position of a stock, and I can show you the underlying position of that option. The stock would be like $20-$30 in profit, but the option would be like a few grand in profit. Same
that's
potential.
Amazing.
So that's amazing, right? So just the profit potential is ridiculous. And what's so great about this is knowing what to do, knowing how to trade, knowing when to get in the trade. Really don't give a damn what no experts say. I mean, that's what I like doing personally as a black trading guy. I like deconstructing these experts. Because that's the very thing Brother Fox would say to us when you first started, these cats don't know what they're doing. And I used to have a hard time with that because I just could not believe it. It was just very hard to, like, man, are you serious? He would say it. He said, watch. But I did not know that. Learning the system, and I could start deducing when to get in and out of a trade and see these cats and their strategy, and then be like, wow, these cats don't know what they're doing at all. I mean, big people.
Yeah, I got it.
We get sometimes we get smitten by, hey, this cat is over a hedge fund. He's got XYZ dollars behind him. He clearly know what he's doing. See, on the surface, like Bill Ackman, that's a hedge fund dude. I like just attacking the guy because he's perfect of everything that you learn in the system of what not to do. And this guy, for those of you who don't know, this man sits over Pershing Square. He's a hedge fund manager. He's destroyed a company before. He started up a second company called Pershing Square. He sits over $12 billion. So to him, to $12 billion, somebody gave him $12 billion, he must know what he's doing, right? But he has two key positions that I use all the time to show an example. He was in Herbalife, and he was in JCPenney. Difference is, in Herbalife, he was shorting them. So and for those who don't know shorting, he's basically saying this is the value of this stock is going to decline, go down at nothing. But you can make money off of shorting. It's risky, but you can definitely make money off of shorting. And in JCPenney, he was going long, which means he believed that the value of this stock price is going to rise over time. Now, here's the problem. According to our system, you go look at the charts in the last 3 years, Herbalife is not in a downtrend. It's in an uptrend, and it's been in an uptrend and giving you three signals to get in long three times in the last 3 years. There's never been an opportunity to short Herbalife. And in JCPenney, ever since June of 2012, it has been in a downtrend, like 63% downtrend since decline in price since June of 2012. He's lost $300 million on Herbalife, and he's lost $100 million on JCPenney. He's lost close to he almost lost $1 billion on two positions. And he's going hard on why you need to short Herbalife and Herbalife. He's doing all this thing about the fundamental of the company and how he's trying to shut it down. And part of why he's trying to shut it down is because he's emotionally trading. The first thing you learn not to do in the simple trend system, because there's a
I was just going to say that pure emotion. He's running off of pure emotion.
His rival's name is Carl Icahn. Or Carl Icahn is a $1 billion trader. Carl Icahn is in that position as well, but he's long on Herbalife. Carl Icahn made on one trade, one day on Herbalife, $500 million in profit, but Bill Ackman has held these public presentations, and he's on CNBC going against him. He's really going hard on Herbalife, shorting it, and he's losing money. The Black Trading Guys is in the same position, too. We were in JCPenney, and we were in Herbalife and made profit. I think we made upwards of $25,000 on JCPenney. You see what I'm saying?
Isn't it amazing the first time that you realize that this person who's supposed to be an expert, they're supposed to be, you know, the big wig on the block, you catch them doing something that makes absolutely no sense, and they're wrong and you're right.
See, that's the part. And then, you know, with us, we've been so damaged through slavery, we don't respect nothing. The first thing we do as a people, we don't evaluate knowledge. We just looking at your car and your shoes, like, nah, I'm cool, fam. You don't know what you're talking about. Fine, that's cool. You know, that's cool, right? You know, appearances. That's how Black people do. We don't necessarily evaluate knowledge, you know what I mean, and it's later. But that's okay. You know, there are people going to see sooner than later. And it's like all of those guys are like that. I saw Jim Cramer recently. I read an article. He was saying Jim Cramer is a big CNBC analyst, so-called
Mad expert. Money.
Yeah, mad money on
now, hold on
MSNBC.
Now check this out. We're gonna get to him in a minute because we got a couple people that's online that we want to bring into the conversation. And of course, you know, we're gonna have to give our brother Steve Fox some time. He's going to come on in a little while. But we got a caller who's on the line now, a caller from 832. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Ha-ha. Brother
Vernon,
this is me.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Sister Gidget. That's the queen. She's queen.
I was just listening, and I pressed one by accident. Assalamu alaikum, family. Good to hear you, Brother Mac Mikael.
Ah, there she go. Good to hear you too, sis.
You know you didn't press one by accident. You had something to weigh in. I could tell you had something heavy that you wanted to engage into the conversation.
No, not really. I'm just listening to, I've listened to you and Brother Mikael for a while on this trading thing, and it's just really outstanding how far advanced both of you have become, because I remember when Brother Kiel introduced it to me, and I was like, oh, no, I don't have the time. But now I kind of wish I would have got in at that time. But all praise is due to Allah. I'm just proud of all of you and you, Brother Vernon, and all of you have changed your names on Facebook and just let me know y'all doing y'all thing. So keep up the good work, brothers. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you so much, Queen. We appreciate you, and thank you for connecting so many dots.
All praises to Allah. Yes, sir.
Hey, we got we have another caller from the 919 area code. 919, I see you on. I'm opening up your mic. Who's this? I know the rest of the black trading guys are out there. We're trying to get everybody on.
That sounds like Brother Torrance, fam.
I know. Are you trying to be all He's trying to lurk in the background. I told him I was going to bring him on. We got a couple of other people on. I think we got the crew from up in Canada as well. I'm going to open up there, Mike. Caller from 317.
Greetings, Brother Vernon. This is Sister Talisha and Brother Walter. And the baby. You said you want to hear from the little trader guy.
That's right. We want to hear from the future trader.
Greetings, Vernon, Brother Mikael, and everyone else.
And everyone else. I'm just in awe of, like Sister Gidget said, how knowledgeable Brother Mikael is and how he breaks down, you know, the markets and being a consumer. And I'm just really impressed by that. Me and my husband are recent graduates. And in the past, we attempted to trade foreign currency several years ago. And I was doing that for several years. And I wasn't successful at all. So when my friend brought this program to me, I kept, you know, pushing him off like he was a net or fly or gone, you know. No, I'm so knowledgeable about being a trader, but no, I wasn't. And so I'm grateful to have gone through this program and this system and the amount of information. Me and my husband had no idea the schooling that we were going to get on the markets and international trading and commerce and politics and the bankers and who, you know, what really is going on in our markets. And I'm anti-Christmas, every year, you know, I hate the season even more, but this particular year, as I was going through school, going through this training in this program, I just thought about all the money that people rush out and sacrifice to spend during Christmas time. And, I mean, to me, Christmas time is like ultra consumerism, because everybody's going out and they're just losing their mind, going broke, using, you know, I've also helped people with foreclosures, and during this time between October and December, people are going, basically getting behind on their mortgage and entering into foreclosure all for Christmas. And I thought about that. I said, really, that's just the company's bottom line at the end of the year, their final quarter, to, and we just, that's that last push to see how they're going to do. And we're not really benefiting from that. As Brother Mikhail was saying about being a consumer, it's just being, you know, basically wasteful. But how can we as people, especially black people, and we're the ones that especially need to trade because we are at the bottom of the totem pole for everything. We may spend the most, we may be the largest consumers, but we don't have anything, you know, to show. So we definitely need to understand what's going on in our markets and what we're consuming in and be a participant in the market to benefit from it, not just, you know, have holes in our pocket and people just standing there with buckets collecting out of our pockets. So just being a recent graduate, I'm excited to be out here in the markets. I'm, you know, excited to put into action what I've learned, and I've been looking at some things. Like last week actually was my first week of trading, and I've always been interested in going on a cruise, and I didn't get the opportunity to go into I believe it was Carnival Cruise was an opportunity last week, and I really wish I would have been able to get into that and benefit from that particular trade. So I'm just excited, and I just feel like everybody I could think of needs to do this, because so many of us are, you know, working or tired of our jobs, and we're looking for something else to do. And one thing that I tell people all the time, that this program, this system, Brother Fox, is the real deal, no fluff at all. There's no fluff. If you go out here in this world and you try to go into these different programs, like recently a brother just signed up and he was supposed to learn how to trade options. And I think the program was like $300. But then when he went to the seminar or whatever, and I'm a victim of that, that's how I trade foreign currency, they wanted him to spend $10,000 for this program.
Wow. So wait. They suckered him in with $300.
He was just getting ready to get involved in this when I, you know, stopped, you know, basically told him about this program. And so he's been burning rubber. He's excited about this because there are so many things out there that you could get into that's just nothing but fluff, nothing but just when you, like, I go to Whole Foods, sometimes I get these chips, and the bag is so inflated that you think it's full of chips, but then when you open the bag, barely the bottom of the bag is full of chips, so you really don't have nothing. It's just fluff. It's just fluffed up. It's just, you know, there's no sustenance to what you're getting involved in. And
right.
And this just being in this knowledge, I always say, I wish where was Brother Fox 8 years ago when I started.
8 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Hey, well, I tell you what, we got him right now. He is actually on the line with us. I wanted to make sure that we could hear some of the benefits of the system that he came up with. This, you know, everything that's out there in the market is, you know, what's out there for people to see, but it takes a brilliant person, a brilliant mind to actually put it together, make it usable,
right,
and then teach other people how to make it usable. So let's hear from the teacher of the traders, Brother Steve Fox. You out there, Brother Steve?
I am, beloved. Can you hear me?
All right, my brother. I hear you very, very faintly.
Let me see here. How about now, brothers? Can you hear me?
Oh, still very low. Still very low. Well, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to throw another question out there. And while Brother Steve works on his microphone, we're going to get some thoughts on this, because the whole idea about international trade is something that I wanted us to focus on for a little bit, kind of like point the direction to show people what the real potential of what we've been blessed with is. You know, we have there's many of the people who listen to the show, many people who are, whether they're part of the Nation of Islam, whether they're just on the civil rights activist relationship, whether they're Pan-Africanist. You know, everybody has a desire and a motivation to make a difference, to help, and to do something that's really going to matter. And it wasn't until I saw this system and saw how it connects, not just, you know, with black people here in America, but, you know, we were shown issues that affect Jamaica. We were shown issues that affect the Caribbean, Cuba, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Argentina, Brazil, and all of these. If you hear, if you pay attention to the news, these are emerging markets. What does that mean? You know, that's something that should pique the interest of black people in America today. But since this brother Steve Fox has introduced this system to us, our eyes are definitely wide open to how we can be of maximum benefit and how trading the markets and getting this type of financial education can actually help you make a difference for yourself, your family, your people, and people all around the world. So what does international trade and commerce actually mean to you?
Who are you asking?
Steve, you there? His line might have dropped off. Brother Mikhail, can you go ahead and take that one?
What does international trade mean to me?
About involved in getting involved with international trade. How does that look? How do what do we actually have the potential to do with this system?
Do exactly what you said. Get into international trade and commerce. You know, the Bible says put your money in foreign trade, and at some point you'll make a profit. Ecclesiastes 11:1, I forgot the translation, but a particular translation says it just as I said it, put in foreign trade. Now, there's over 120 markets, right, around the world. People ask, well, how would I get in foreign trade? How do I get in foreign trade? How do I do import-export? How do I do that? You know, it's not running to your local Korean wig shop and patronizing them, or your local Chinese restaurant and buying fried rice on a weekly. That's not foreign trade and commerce, right?
That's not international trade, brother.
No, it's taking advantage of everything that that particular country, region, has to offer. There's some countries that, like North Korea, they can't produce enough food. There's some food they can't even produce. So they have to get trade from another country to offset what they don't have. For instance, Florida is probably responsible for 80% of the world's oranges, right there in Florida, right? So they export all over the world the oranges, but they're right here. The main hub is right here in Florida, the United States of America. We can participate in all of that. We can participate in all of those companies. All of those, their commodities in every stock market around the world. That allows you to participate in real foreign trade without ever having to leave your house, especially today. In today's time, you could do all this online, right? 120 markets around the world. Africa has 29 stock exchanges. India has 36 stock exchanges all over the world, commodities. And the system works the same way. You know, you might have to get familiar with their currency, but it's the same. You're looking for trades that's in a trend. And that's why we should do it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in the Theology of Time, a new nation should not isolate itself from national and international trade. He said it both ways, national and international trade. And in the eyes of the world, technically black people in America are a very new nation. We descendants of slaves, as everyone knows. We're new nations, 40 million of us. But we do not trade. Our brothers and sisters in Africa trade all day. Like I just said, they have 29 stock exchanges right now in Africa that you can trade their commodities, their goods, their companies the same way we trade the NASDAQ here or the Dow Jones here. And if you want to trade the Islamic countries, you can too. The Islamic countries, you know, where some of us in America say it's gambling, that's not how the Islamic world see it. The Islamic world has straight-up markets. They have Dow Islamic Jones, the Dow Islamic Jones, the Dow Islamic 30. It's like the Dow Jones. They have this all Sharia compliant, which is Islamic law companies that meet. You know, they don't sell alcohol. They're not weapons manufacturers. They don't gamble. They're not trading those. So as long as you meet these requirements, then you trade, and that's how you get up. Wealth is created there. We tend to be the only ones. The knowledge is not taught to us, and so we don't think outside. Just think about it. We don't even see ourselves as an international people. You know how the lessons say, why does the devil call our people Africans? He wants us to think that, you know, we're all different, basically. So we don't even make that connection culturally. We definitely are not going to make it, you know, when it comes to trading and seeing and trying to benefit from other countries and what they produce.
Well, we got a remedy for that now. Brother Steve is back on with us. You there, brother?
I am, family. Can you hear me now?
Much better. I hear you loud and clear now.
Excellent. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. Peace.
How are you feeling, good brother?
I'm good, brother. I'm a little exhausted, but we're going since about 7:30 this morning teaching class, and I got one brother coming up right now. He was about a half hour late, but I just saw his Facebook message that he's really excited for his class. But I do want to get into the conversation for a little bit before I start.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We couldn't actually do this without actually hearing from you. What was the thought in your mind when you first started approaching people in this last year, 2013, to teach what it is you're teaching?
That's funny you should ask that question. I was just having that conversation. What was it, Mikael? Yesterday you were having that conversation?
Yes, sir. That was yesterday.
Okay. I was telling Brother Mikael that this has been a dream of mine that has finally come true, a dream that I had been praying for, hoping for, waiting for over 20 years. So to actually make contact with the first brother, who is Brother Mikael, when I made contact with the first brother, I put my whole schedule on hold because I was very interested and making sure that I could make this system clear in his head and in his mind. And so when that happened, I was very excited. I was very very grateful and pleased that happened.
Awesome. So we definitely need to we need some eye openers because this opportunity landed in quite a few people's laps. And we've been hearing some interesting objections and interesting refusals as to what people think you're offering versus what you're really offering. What were some of the responses that you got when you know, introduced what you had to people?
That's interesting you should say that. I got a number of different responses. The one that sticks out for me in the negative, unfortunately, is I was talking to a brother on the phone in the Nation of Islam. I'm sorry to say that. And the brother said to me, I basically said to him that, you know, what I'm offering is equivalent to a semester of college. I was listening to Tanisha earlier. Every time I hear her voice, I get a smile on my face. That's a dynamite system. And anyone of you graduating from the course would attest to the fact that this is agreeing with the fact that this is like a semester of college. But the brother I was talking to on the phone said to me that, well, he asked if this is like a semester of college, will I be getting a certificate? And I had never heard that before. So I said, no, you're not going to get a certificate. You're going to get something better than a certificate. You're going to get knowledge that you'll be able to use for the rest of your life. It won't be a certificate that you put in a frame and hang on the wall. And his response was, well, I'm not going to get a certificate. Then I don't want to do this because, I'm looking for a certificate. And I shook my head to myself and was on the phone with him. And I said, oh, boy, this is a sad situation here because this brother will never get outside the box with that kind of thinking. But on the other hand, I've had some great responses from brothers and sisters who have heard the call, heeded the message, taken up the challenge, took a huge leap of faith to take this course, and have been rewarded appropriately. They now have a skill that will literally free them financially for the rest of their lives if they use the skill properly. And, of course, the whole goal in putting this training effort together was to get all of the brothers and sisters we got trained to pool their resources together and trade as one unit. And so that's beginning to happen. That's beginning to gel now. And I tell you, if it was worth the 20-year wait.
All right. That's what we're looking for more of, and we're definitely looking to make you proud of us, brother. So we thank you for what you shared with us. Thank you for investing the time in us. And you got a bunch of motivated individuals now who are looking to do exactly what we said we believe in, you know, pool our resources, come together as one, as a collective unit, and make a difference, because you've actually given us something that, you know, the bottom can fall out tomorrow, and each one of us now knows how to go anywhere in the world, pick ourselves up, start from that point, and know that we're going to be all right, know that we can build an empire at the drop of a hat. So thank you so much for that, and we're definitely going to go ahead and carry on with that mission of uplifting ourselves and uplifting our people. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely. I appreciate all of you. I want to make sure you brothers and sisters know I appreciate all of you again for taking that huge leap of faith. You know, Brother Mikael was the first one to do that leap of faith, and, you know, he had no idea what I was about to tell him, what I was about to show him, but he took the leap of faith anyway, and it then sort of spread like wildfire. So I'm very happy to see all of you brothers and sisters taking this seriously and doing this training and benefiting from it.
All right, my brother, thank you so much. You take care of yourself, and we will be talking with you again pretty soon.
Absolutely. Peace.
All right, peace, brother.
Peace, brother Clark.
All right, so that was the head of the Black Trading Guys, the instructor, the developer of the Simple Trend System for International Trade and Commerce, and it feels so good to know that, you know, one of our own, you know, a brother who went out and, just like it says in Message to the Black Man, he went out, he acquired knowledge to benefit not only himself, but the rest of his people. You know, just like that pledge that we took at the Million Man March. Everything that we said we would do has to be for the benefit of yourself. First of all, you can't waste your own time, but it has to be for the benefit of yourself. And then beyond yourself, you got to make sure that you're making decisions that are maximum benefit for your family. You know, some of us have children, and, you know, some of us are, you know, up there in age and have grandchildren. So we got to make sure that the decisions that we're making is not just going to benefit our own selves and our immediate future and, you know, just deal with the present, but we are forward-thinking individuals. So we're doing what's going to benefit our families, but even beyond just our own personal thing, we're trying to make an impact that's going to be felt in multiple parts of the world. So we're looking at doing what's going to benefit our people no matter where they're found. And now we can actually say that we've gotten a way to do that. I mean, we're coming from a reality that says, look, when you got a fundraiser, you got to do, see how many fish sandwiches you can sell. You know, hold a car wash on a Saturday and whatever number of cars you wash, that's, you know, that's fundraising. We move from that level of thinking where you may on a, you know, good car wash fundraiser may produce, you know, $1,000 or a couple $1,000 depending on what kind of cars you're washing. But we're to the point now when we talk about fundraising, we're talking about moving millions of dollars. We're talking about industry. The prevailing thought in my mind for 2014 is how we can move the first shipment of 5,000 pounds of orange juice that we can put our own name and label on. I would love to see a new kid on the block that we know, every one of us that drinks orange juice, we're actually buying it from ourselves. We're actually doing for self. I would love to see the orange juice industry start to grow and generate, and the new company on the block is a black-owned company that comes from us. We're learning how to do that now. The minister actually mentioned that in Texas right now there's a cattle ranch for sale. We're learning about how to move allotments of 37,500 pounds of cattle in one lot and what that means. Not just go to the store and buy a steak, you know, not open up a restaurant and sell some burgers for the day. We're looking at moving cattle on the market, moving tons of goods, tons of sugar, because it's traded around the world. That just blows my mind, and the fact that right now it's at our fingertips. There's so much that we can do. If you think about churches and mosques that need to have their mortgage paid off, it's not going to happen because everybody, you know, decides to pay their rent late and you sacrifice that payment. That's not a good strategy. That doesn't make good financial sense. We got to put business sense on the table, and we got to free up people who are learning this information and this type of knowledge so that they can be of maximum benefit to the greater community at large. And that is what we have, and that is what is being offered to us. So I hope and I pray that more people who are listening and who are going to come in contact with this opportunity will take advantage of it, because to do nothing or to continue doing the same thing that we have been doing means we're going to keep slipping backwards. So some of us have to figure it out and realize that there may be different combinations to this lock that we have to undo. So we got a couple more people that we want to bring into the conversation. I see another caller from the 919 area code. I'm assuming that this is another one of the graduates of the class. Who's this?
Assalamu alaikum and peace to the brothers and sisters. This is Brother Tradernomics. Earlier, brother, I had my phone on mute. That's why I didn't realize it until a few seconds later. But I was just here.
Okay. I thought you were battling extreme shyness, but I was like, wow.
Oh, no, sir. I'm just observing, we're listening, and taking in the great opportunity that many of us have embarked on. And we have a couple of graduating classes now, and we're working on several more. So this is a beautiful opportunity to the brothers and the sisters who may be on a fence, who is listening to this conversation. It's such a vast amount of knowledge that once you even graduate from the class, that's when the knowledge actually begins. The class is an introductory course, but it's the foundation for what will give you the ability to move and to operate in any market, and it opens your eyes up to what true economics is all about. You're not going to learn this in a master's program at UNC or Duke University or Harvard. This information is kept for the elitists. That's why they always give you the bait and switch when you're listening to these talk shows. They're never really giving you the true understanding and how the market actually works. So, you know, because they have to keep it the way that it is, because this is a capitalistic society, and in a capitalistic society, only the strong are the ones. The strong are the only ones that really this system is for. So we have been given a great benefit, and I hope that many of us take it upon ourselves to just check it out. Because if you don't even like the, if you think it's not for you, that's okay. Just take the orientation class and see what it's about, and you will learn something even in the orientation class. So even if you choose not to embark on this journey with us to become a trading guard, then you still would have learned something about economics and about how markets work and what trading is all about. And then you can take that information and use it to whatever it is that you're doing today. But you will be at a disadvantage if you choose not to use it to the full extent. So, you know, that's only because you have a potential, and we all have potential, but we don't have power, because potential is only potential. But once we take that potential and we act upon that potential, that's when we have power. So, you know, I'm going to keep it short, and I'm excited. I'm just I hope that everyone takes this opportunity to learn Brother Fox's system. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Vernon.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just speaking to what Brother Trey Namas just said about them not teaching them what we know, only keeping it to elitists, we have in our group two MBAs, two trading guys now who have MBAs. They're just a year short of their doctor's degree. And when the brother approached me about it and I was explaining him the market, that was the first thing he said to me. He ain't heard nothing like this. And he has an MBA. So Wow. Nothing. I was like, man, are you serious? And he was like, they ain't said nothing like this. The way you explain it, the way you're showing it, never. And you know, MBA is up there. He's just a year short, him and his wife are a year short of just completing their doctorate. And he never heard nothing like that. And praise be to Allah, they're both graduates of the system now.
You know, it's a total different mindset from being a trained employee and having the mindset where you're going in to conquer an industry or you're going in to be the owner or the master of that particular arena or that particular field. And it just goes to show that, you know, even in the highest echelon of the education that this world allows, if you don't have your mind right, if you're not in the right frame of mind, that would really cause you to look and seek out the opportunity that's going to put you in position to make the biggest difference, not only for yourself, because, you know, everybody has to eat, everybody has to earn a living for themselves, but if you're not thinking of that, what's going to make the difference for you, your family, your people, then, you know, you're still kind of walking through life asleep. Because even if you get your PhD and you've never heard this, what is it that they're giving you? What are you spending all that money for education for if they're still not telling you, what's real? And we've been, this brother took this and laid it in our laps, took off his year, his time, what he normally does, where he normally goes throughout the world, and said, I see enough value in y'all to focus on y'all and offer this to y'all, this group, black people in America. Take advantage of it. Everybody who's listening, I'm not begging you to do something, but, you know, if there's anything I can be serious about, this is it. Business is warfare, and, you know, we're at a stage now where if you look at what's going on with the economic climate in America and in various parts of the world, if you can't move yourself to where you need to be when you need to move there, you know, you're going to get lumped in with the other pieces of coal that's going to get burnt up. Imagine if you had to get out of town by sundown and you don't even have what you need just to move yourself from one city where things are going bad to another city where you can do better. With the opportunity that we have with the simple trend system, with the black trading guys, with this education about learning trade and commerce, empowers us so that no matter what's going on with the economies in America, no matter what's going on, somebody got a lot of background noise, no matter what's going on with the economy, with the job rate, with employment, you know, you can have a degree. I know a bunch of PhDs that are driving cabs now. That's mind-boggling. But these people with all this knowledge still have to wait for somebody to give them a job. Well, we're talking about stepping into a position where we are actually freed from that and able to do what we know needs to be done for ourselves and able to make a difference for those people and those causes that we care about. Imagine if instead of supporting the cure for breast cancer by just, you know, pledging $50 for somebody who walks in the race, you can actually drop a million. You can drop several million because that's a cause that's near and dear to your heart. Imagine if Savior Day comes up and you want to do something more significant than, you know, scrounge and scrape and sacrifice your rent for that month so you can make a good showing. Imagine if you just wanted to be one of a group that each member of that group dropped $5, $10, $20,000 for the cause of truth, for something that makes a difference. Well, we got to learn how to be about business, trade, and commerce and leave the hustle mindset and the scrape to get by and fake it till you make it mentality alone. So that's what this is all about. We wanted to introduce you to it. We wanted to let you know some of the benefits that we are starting to see. I mean, it's amazing. After graduating the course in December, finishing up the course in December and actually starting trading in December, I'm actually looking and seeing profit from some of the trades that I entered into a month ago. So that's an amazing thing. I could not do what I've accomplished on a job. You know, my employer is certainly not going to enable me to experience the success that I'm experiencing only a month after completing the Simple Trend System trading course. So it's something that you should take a look into. It's something that's definitely going to be worthwhile. We're closing down. We're in the last 15 or so minutes of the show, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knew how to get in touch with the Black Trading Guys, because we actually have do we have another opportunity coming up, Brother McHale?
Yes. You know, classes are going to start second week of February. Second week of February, so on Saturdays and Sundays at 3, either Saturday or Sunday, at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But to get to that class, you got to go through, got to come through me, got to go through the orientation, and you got to complete the online, four-week online course, which is the Psychology of the Trader, which looks simple because it's all videos, but that's where we're really testing you to see if you're taking the information, if you're leaving in the comments, because what we don't want, we don't want anybody, because it really takes a person who's disciplined and patient to do the system, because we're going to put homework on you. Brother Fox is very diligent. You're going to have written and visual. You have a test in week 4, which is 100 question and answer test, but if you're not doing the work, if you don't complete the homework, you don't do your assignments, you will not progress. We will stop you, and eventually we're going to let you go. But we get to see that idea. We get to see that a little bit about you in this stage, in the online stage. We're not hounding you. If you contact me and you're interested, I send you the online video, and then if you're still interested, you contact me. I'm not writing you like, come on, brother, come on. It's on you. You're grown people. Make your decision. You have questions, we're here to answer. But we're definitely concerned with getting quality of student versus quantity. But it's something you don't want to pass up. I guarantee you that. And you could talk to any graduate or student that's training right now. They all have the same attitude. It's like, I can't believe, like Sister Talisha said, Trader Harvey said, where was Brother Fox 8 years ago? I think we all say that. Like, where the hell was you, man? We needed you. And you don't actually get this. You don't start talking like that until you actually, it's just super eye-opening, and like many of us say, I always say, it's the greatest thing that happened to me since getting Islam. It's on that level. It's like, it's the greatest thing. Like, I just can't believe it. And now that I'm trading and I see and the type of profits that I actually produce, it's ridiculous. And measuring up what we know against those who claim to be experts, and you can deduce what they're doing. I mean, it's, you're getting way more your money's worth. And Brother Fox is super humble. And the longer you show desire and commitment, man, you have all the resources and help in the world. But if you shucking and jiving, man, we shut you down. It's not even about your money. And if you think you're having a hard time because the cost of the training is just $11.25. If you go look at what some of these white Caucasians is charging you, they're charging you anywhere upwards of $6,000 to $30,000. $6,000, $30,000 to teach you a bunch of bull, right? So for our people, we do it at $75 a week, make it affordable. But if you show commitment, if you think that's hard, don't, because it's not. I see that same pattern, though, when I'm assisting Brother Fox. And, I know our people. I know I'm black, too, so I get it. That tends to be a lot of money to us. So, you know, even breaking it down to $75 a week to help you, to make you go along with it, to give you an incentive to go along with it, we just think very differently. We have all these other things, yet we part of a people who have $1.1 trillion spending power, right? So we spend money for what we deem what we want. I ain't never met a black person who ain't spent some money on something that he deemed is necessary for him, despite his problems. right?
Those shoes, that coat, whatever it is.
Yeah, and don't use that excuse when you come to us, man. I got a lot going on. You don't know what's going on. Because we black people. Who don't got a lot going on? You black and American, you got problems. So that's not an excuse to stay ignorant, man. Like, that don't work with us. You just look undedicated. Okay, well, then stay a slave then. Because getting ourselves out of this financial condition, and these Caucasians, they ain't trying to teach you that. They just keeping you working a job so you can do the work that nobody wants to do, that they don't want to do, right? They build an industry, but they need somebody to work it so they can pay them kibbles and bits on the dollar. Whether you make $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $15 an hour, that's kibbles and bits to what the people you work for are getting. Like, nah, man, let's not accept that. Let's just not accept that. This is valuable knowledge, and I guarantee you, you'll know more than if you put in the time. Like, you got to put in the work. It's not what Brother Fox is teaching you. You got to take what he teach you and grind, because that's what I did. I grind every day. I try to breathe, sleep, eat, trading. So I can master this, man, and go hard. Each day, it's like the Matrix. It's like, that's why if you see some of our logos when we're advertising, you see Morpheus holding that red and blue pill. It's clearly the Matrix. Either you take this red pill and wake up, or you take this blue pill and go right back to sleep. Go back to the Matrix. The Matrix is perfect. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you knowing what's really going on. You continue to keep the cycle going. That's the reason why they didn't teach us trade. What did Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, Brother Vernon? Three things that the Caucasians specifically didn't teach us was the science of business, warfare, and mating. Three of those things, right? Business, trading is definitely business. That's why we're on the opposite end. We're the ones, we're employees. Just straight off the top. And I don't mean doing it for self, you trying to do it for self. I mean, we all, those of us trying to do it for self, we're trying. But, I mean, you look at the Caucasian, he got industry. He creates industry. And he got to have somebody to work. He got to have somebody to do it for pennies on the dollar. Because, he's clever at what he does. But trading allows you to free yourself from that. So if you're interested, hit me up on Facebook or any one of the black trading guys. We'll get you set up. We'll get you the orientation. You got to view the orientation. Because if you say you viewed it, I'm going to ask you some questions. See if you saw it. And if you haven't, I'm not going to waste time. I'm not going to waste Brother Fox time. Because part of that is filtering. We just want quality people who are dedicated, who got the drive. And if you get past that stage, we'll set you up online, use your password, name, to the site where you see it's 4 weeks of videos from Brother Fox about the psychology of the trader. So it's paramount to the rest of the course. So don't be deceived because it's videos. It's actually paramount to how you think for the rest of your life as a trader. And you'll see the difference between how those other cats think and how we think. What's the difference between being a trader and a gambler, a risk manager and a gambler? You know, controlling your emotions, being disciplined, being patient, all of that. So hit us up. Brother Vernon, I used to be on him. He's a trading guy now. What's your name, Brother Vernon? Trader Logical. That's our brother, man. So go on and
we'll stick with Trader Logical
and do this. Trader Logical. So go on and do that. And last thing I got to say, speaking to the Muslims in particular, one thing that Brother Fox used to say to me, and we were just discussing this, but when I first started training with him, was why he would train all over the world. Brother Fox teaches all over the world, a lot in Muslim nations, all those brokers. These brokers invite him to speak at the trade shows for these students. A lot of Muslim nations. As soon as they find out Brother Fox is an American, you know, he said the questions always lead to the Nation of Islam, about the nation, about Farrakhan, about Muslim life in America, and whether or not the Muslims in America, the nation specifically, is trading. He used to get this all the time. He said it doesn't matter where it was, Doha, Qatar, Nigeria, Africa, it does not matter where he's at. It's always that, and they always ask. And their perception of it is there's 2 million Muslims in America, like 2 million. They think of the Million Man March, so they always reference that. It's like 2 million believers going hard as hell in America. It's not 2 million technical Muslims, by nature Muslims, yes, but not registered. So, but that's how they see it. And when they would ask, but are they trading your system too? Then he would say no. He said he'd always have to raise it, put his head down, like no. And I said, I asked him, I said, well, what would they say? Like when you tell them that, they have like a look of disbelief, being confused. And I said, but Fox, this is everywhere you go? He said, all the Muslim nations, even not the non-Muslim nations, they always ask. It always leads to that. So for the brothers
that goes
to show, nation,
that goes to show, just like the lessons say, you know, the world is waiting on us. Your brothers from the east are waiting to see what you're doing for yourself. And we have
that's
this,
what I was going
to
say.
That's
what.
There you go.
That's what I was going to say. What the lessons say. I told Brother Fox this. Said, Brother Fox, that lesson written by Master Muhammad, it actually say that in Proverbs 31. Your brother in the east wants to know what you're doing for yourself and wants to hear from you at once. I said, wow. Like, that was an act. He never knew that. But he said, this is like over the last 20 years. This is always, and that's kind of motivating him since the Million Man March, and motivating him since the minister was doing the Stop the Killing tour to specifically, you know, reach us in the nation and reach us black people about trading because of how our brothers and sisters in the east. But see, we cliche it, say it, right, Brother Vernon? We just say that all the time. But here's an example of, like, they really do have that concern. Like, are they doing this? And they look at us like, like he said, like a big unstoppable force because of the Million Man March. We look, that's how they look. So they always ask. And I said, wow, that's amazing. Like, we have so many jewels just within our teachings. Sometimes we reduce it to cliche, and you don't really get to see that until you step outside the hood, step outside your state, and actually see that. And trading allows you, it reconnects you back to what you learned when you first came in the nation, which is you had to join the nation, you had to know the square mileage of the planet. You had to recite all these facts about not your neighborhood, not your state, not even your region. You had to know it was 196,940,000 square miles of planet Earth, that the Earth is 24,896 miles in circumference, had a diameter of 7,926 miles. Everyone that's in the nation had to go through that. But it's conditioning you to think global, right? Think global. Trading makes you think globally. Moving markets and commodities all over the world, participating in China's market, Africa's market, India's market, Israel's market, Brazil, all their markets. You're thinking global again. You're not thinking fish sandwiches on the corner. You're not thinking very small. So trading helps you reconnect that because collectively we lose that disconnect of thinking globally once we come in a nation. And our quote that Brother Vernon, you was quoting not too long ago about our pledge to be in international trade and commerce and our pledge to do, I'm paraphrasing, do all I can to make that happen, basically. We don't even know the first clue of how to do it. So trading makes it realistic, puts you back in that square, fam. Guys, take the opportunity, man. Don't pass the opportunity. Like, it's a huge opportunity, fam. Just the only way you're going to know for yourself is to do the trading.
That is it. You hit the nail on the head. That's the perfect note to end on because we are right at the end of the broadcast. I want to thank the Black Trading Gods for coming on and representing as we do. And this is not the end of anything because we're just beginning. We want part of the reason why I'm going on hiatus is because we've got so much good work to do, both on a personal level and as a collective level. So if you're on Facebook, just type in, search for any person who has Trader in their name. You'll see a bunch of us. There's Brother A2, there's Brother Torrance, there's Brother Vernon, there's Brother Mikhail, there's Sister Talisha, there's Sister Latrice. You'll see a bunch of people who you can connect with to plug yourself in to the Black Trading Gods and to find out more about how you can participate in the movement towards international trade and commerce that we were made to promise we would participate in 1995. It's time. It's our time. So I want to thank you all for joining us. Hit us up on
wait
Facebook.
Wait a minute, Brother Vernon. Wait a minute.
Hold up.
We have
last minute substitution.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the overtime. I know you didn't think you were just going to get out of here and just like that, like it's just you just leaving.
I thought I was going to get out of that.
Well,
I was going to play
Vernon,
the hustle check. I
don't know how long you plan on being gone, but I just want you to know that you can't forget about home. We want you to take the time out to marry my beautiful, beautiful sister, Keisha, and get a wonderful, wonderful start to your marriage. We love you. We adore you. We want you to hurry up and come back, but take your time and have a good time and enjoy your marriage. And I know you're going to be doing a lot of great things with the trading and everything else. And just know we're going to be keeping your spot warm for you whenever you get back. We are going to miss you. So thank you for the service for what I think you've been with me the longest, you and Brother Jihad, about 17 months or so. So thank you so, so very much. And I am so happy for you. So I want to publicly congratulate you on all of your new endeavors. And may Allah continue to bless you, dear brother.
Well, thank you, sister. I love you so much. You know, my world would be cold and gray without Sister Getchy, child. I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
Aww.
thank you so much for that,
wow.
Sister Getchy.
Yes, sir.
And you know,
yes, sir.
You know, I'm not disappearing. I'm not dropping off the face of the map. You know, we just got a lot of work that needs to get done. So we just taking care of everything that needs to be taken care of on multiple fronts.
Right, and I just want to let, you know, I don't know all of the traders. I know Brother McHale and Brother Torrance, and, of course, Steve Fox, because I remember the day he actually got in touch with me about getting some of you all to trade. And I was like, oh, brother, yeah, absolutely. And, wow, who would have thought, like, a year later, here you all are. So I want y'all to know that this format, this platform is still going to be open to you, brother. So I'm going to be reaching out for you myself to come on the show and continue to expound and educate us on trade and commerce. So, you know, just because Brother Vernon is going on a little vacation, and I do mean little, that does not mean that you all are going to starve us of this education and this knowledge. So you hear me, Brother McHale?
See, I don't know, because you keep calling me McHale. I might just be a Satan with it, just say nothing. No, I got you, Sister Gigi. I'm with you. You know, you call me anytime, and I got you.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, that's all I wanted to say, Brother Vernon, so now I turn back over the reins to you. Thank you, beloved.
And thank you so much. Yes, and for those of you who didn't know, I'm planning on becoming an honest man. I'm planning on getting married.
So you mean you've been dishonest all this time? Oh, my goodness.
No,
okay.
That's just a cliche.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
don't
okay.
take that seriously to anyone.
Okay, you were scaring me. Okay, all praises to Allah.
I'm moving closer and closer to a marriage date. So that's one of the reasons why I'm taking the time off, because I want to make sure I focus and take care of everything that needs to be taken care of. So again, thank you all for with that. Somebody said something smart.
You've been hosting No Romance
said, that's
and
right.
Finance at the club, fam.
So, hey, if you're
listening
to out there, connect with Sister Gidget.
We can't hear you, Brother Vernon.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we
Hello.
Can hear you now.
Okay, you can hear me now. I was telling everybody who to stay connected to. Make sure you connect with any of the traders from the Black Trading Gods. Make sure you connect with Sister Gidget in the Nation's Network, Nation Building Network, because she knows where all of these good people come from, and she is always working to network and put people together with other good people. So there's only
and
one
they
black
don't know
woman
me by
in the world.
Sister Gidget anymore. It would be Queen Aziza on Facebook, so.
At one point, there was only one black woman in the world named Gidget, so that's the way that you would know who she is. So if you just type in Gidget or Queen Aziza, you'll get to her.
That's right. Well, y'all the one changed my name. I did not change my name to Queen. I think it was Brother Minister Robert that changed my name to Queen, because he always called me that, and we did a whole 2-hour show. He kept referring to me as Queen, and that's where Queen came from.
Well,
so,
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the name Gidget, so you're going to forever be Gidget. So we're going to end on that note. Thank y'all. I love y'all so much. Peace and blessings. Let's stay connected. Remember, you're not in this alone. We are a community, and we got to start thinking community, thinking globally, think nation, and our place in the nation on this planet. We can make a difference, so go out there, get motivated to make an impact. Peace and blessings. No romance without finance.